I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Folks, welcome to hour number two. If you missed any part of hour number one, man, new guest and really looking forward to doing some things with them. Noel Frisch of National File was with us. We talked about the Ashley Biden diary, a little bit more about Hunter and the laptops. We talked about media, and I'm going to tell you, there were names that were called out, names that might shock you, conservative names who are essentially not allowing certain information to get to your ears, and conservative networks that just flat out are a part of the problem just as much as the liberal ones are. And National File addresses that, talks about that, breaks that. And the real goal is, anyway, I don't want to get too much into that and take away from my guest time, because I'm so excited to let you know we've got an announcement we're going to make here in just a moment, and then we're going to talk some substance with you as well. But let me welcome, he's about to explode, my good friend, Pastor David Lowry Jr.
Good morning, Vietnam! Greg and Chosen Generation Radio, y'all, good morning. It's a blessing to be here. And God is so good, isn't he, brother?
He is so, so good. He really is. He is so good.
Now, let me tell the folks what's about to happen. See?
Oh, come on now. Come
on. Conservatives out there, I know y'all love Pastor Greg in the morning time, the 4 hours that he do. But guess what? I'm going to be on the show Tech TV, and I'll be doing it in the afternoon.
TVCN TV.
Well, you know, I just got the contract, so you know.
No, I saw, it's the Exceptional Conservative Network. Television Network, TECNTV.com. And by the way, I want to encourage you, you can watch all of the TECNTV.com great lineup at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We have the player up, it's embedded at the website, and incredible programming starting in October, but there's great programming right now, by the way. 1 hour after my show, I'm on 3 hours a day. 1 hour after my show is Texas Fully Loaded with Sondra Winton and Walter Jones, and John Boucher. And they do an incredible job of bringing you all kinds of very valuable information. And now, starting on the 3rd of October, Jen Lowe will be with us at 11 a.m. And then at 7 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. That's right. The man, the myth, the legend, with the truth
be told. Folks, this is going to be a great show. We're going to be prime time, and we're going to be giving to our people the truth. You know, you can listen to 5, ABC, NBC, all the rest of them, CNN, all the rest of them is part of the problem on why the American people are not informed.
And Fox.
Fox, all of them. But you're going to be right here at Chosen Generation Radio, and we're going to be dropping it like it hot. It's enough time for you to get home, to sit back, to relax, to get you a glass of wine, get you a brew or two, and whatever, and just sit down and listen to Let the Truth Be Told, and I guarantee you, we're going to tell the truth, and you'll walk away knowing what's going on, what's actually going on, and not what somebody is trying to tell you to hide the truth. Right, brother?
Amen. Well, let's drop a little bit of that truth. As an example, Joe Biden was on 60 Minutes.
You know what? This is honest God truth to the Patriots and our listeners. I could not stomach to even listen to him.
I know, me neither.
I mean, and I wanted to. I tried to, man, but I started throwing up and I had to run to the bathroom and I had to change the channel. Now, to our listeners, Joe Biden came on the television after they lied about Trump. We got to get Trump out, the worst of all time. We'll never do mandates. We ain't going to do none of this stuff. We just going to make sure the American people get the economy back, right? We going to do all of this. We going to rid the schools. We going to do everything that's possible to restore confidence. And the American people need to trust old Joe. And everybody going to be one America. Well, those were the B and the S words that he said. The truth of the matter is, to the American people and patriots, we have to be pretty dumb after we're living through this horror movie, after COVID, after being forced to lose our jobs, after businesses was lost, after homosexuality was infused into the schools to destroy our families, after our children are walking around talking about they fluid, after the economy, $10 for gas. I hope y'all listening to me. It was $10 for gas all over. They're implementing new rules that has nothing to do with the American people. They're sending our money over to the Ukraine, Afghanistan, China, they're sending our money all over because Joe has a bunch of pansies in the White House and we are not being respected in this country anymore. To the veterans who put their lives on the line in all the wars, you must be really feeling some kind of way because now we got all sorts of lewd actions going on in the Army and in our armed forces. The force mandate is still going on. We had Chris Ann Hall on our show Wednesday. She's a constitutional lawyer, and she's defending a lot of the servicemen who have been forced out of the military with dishonorable discharges because they didn't take the jab or an experimental drug right. that changed their DNA. And so it's not over, folks. We cannot let them continue to throw the rock and hide their hand. They keep saying it's over. COVID, no. They have made dummies out of us when they said, okay, well, COVID's all over. There's no more money in the CARES Act. So you guys can go around people that's got COVID. You don't have to worry anymore because your immune system, the one that God gave you, that's the one that can defeat COVID because the jab didn't do it. And now we got millions of people who took that jab who are experiencing all sorts of things, all sorts of bronchitis, and our sisters, women are having periods after menopause, all sorts of stuff, Bell palsy, strokes, all these things are happening after this jab, and no one but Chosen Generation, Pastor Greg and myself, have been informing the American people about what's happening. So starting October the 3rd in the afternoon at 6 o'clock, it's going to be on and popping. You don't want to miss the show.
Amen. Amen. Well, and there's some things we want to, talk about today. One of the things, folks, that you need to be aware of, and this is really significant, and it's going to take the will then of the legislatures in each state in order to secure their own states. And get ready for a major, major battle. But Governor Gavin Newsom is getting ready to sign a bill that is going to say that under the law, California family courts are going to have the authority to claim jurisdiction over custody hearings of the child's in California undergoing treatment, hormone treatment, to change their hormone.
Yes.
To change them from a boy to a girl or from a girl to a boy. Our trans state of refuge bill is on its way to the governor after just receiving final Senate approval. SB 107 sends a crystal clear message to the nation. No matter what vile anti-LGBTQ hate laws right-wing politicians think of, California will stand for our community, according to Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco. He tweeted that. Folks, here's the thing to understand, and again, I'm going to phrase this so we understand. Young people are being fed these pills. Young women, maybe you're old enough to remember this. I certainly am old enough to remember when a woman got breast cancer. I remember a number of years ago, Angelina Jolie tested positive with some particular chromosome in her body that they said, oh, if you've got this chromosome, it's strong probability, high risk of having breast cancer. And so it was reported that she had a double mastectomy. That was a huge thing. And her situation was really an icebreaker. Prior to that, the idea of a woman having a double mastectomy was, I mean, Mike, this was a big deal. This is a major, major really think about what you're doing kind of a decision that a woman would make, even when she was faced with the possibility of loss of life to breast cancer. To make the decision to have a double mastectomy was gigantic. Pastor David, now you've got children, 12, 13 years old, 14 years old, 15 years old, that are being encouraged by school psychiatrists to get double mastectomies as if it's not a big deal.
Well, Pastor, you know, this is, and the saddest thing of it is this, is that the American people have allowed these heathens, these are demons, these aren't people, I'm not considering Governor Gavin. I'm not considering J.B. Pritzker. I'm not considering any of Lori Lightfoot. I'm not considering any of these homosexuals or the tendencies that they have as an American way of life. It is not. And I'm not, I don't have nothing against gays, but you will not, as long as there's breath in my body here in Illinois, we're going to fight this tooth and nail, because what they're doing is they implemented this whole program. And what Pastor Greg is talking about, a gender coordinator, it's here in Illinois. This gender coordinator, if your child decides they think that they want to be a boy or a girl, this person can cohort with your child, give them puberty blockers, hormone shots, give them all these medicines so that they can make the transition to a boy or a girl. But the saddest thing that it is, we as parents now we're backpedaling. We're fighting because
we're on the defensive when we should have been on the offensive. These are our children. Back after this.
Yes.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. You can't steal that, by the way.
I don't want
No, I'm just playing.
I just wanted for you to hurt me, but the truth comfort me with a lie.
Hey, you know what? No, we were talking about, you know, just again, the continuation of this, of what we were saying as we went into the break, and what David said that is just so spot on about parents and about how parents, you know, parents, Disney has been programming children for years to believe that, well, and to believe that mom and dad are fools. Mom and dad are idiots. Kids have all the answers because kids are somehow smarter than their parents. That's been going on in the Disney world for years to indoctrinate your kids to believe that. Okay. And parents, you were saying it. Go ahead, David. Parents have done, what have they done?
Parents went to sleep. Parents got uninvolved with their children at school because they thought that the schools were doing the best for them. But in all actuality, the school was teaching your children how to hate you, how to lie on you, how to get you in trouble. Because this indoctrination thing was started by Obama in his administration. He has been the problem the whole time. Lying Joe Biden is not running this country. Barack Obama is still behind the scenes. The inflation plan, he wanted to implement that during Hillary Clinton, but he couldn't because Trump won. So all the things that's happening to us now is the continuation of the New World Order, what they implemented. So Joe is only doing what they're telling him to do. But to the American people, we see it now. There is no question what they have done to our children in the schools. There's no question what they've done to the economy. There's no question what they did to President Trump. The January 6th was a sabotage situation that the Democrats had Antifa, all of that out there. When Trump found out, let me say this to our listeners. When President Trump found out that they was making this move against the American people to enact all this stuff in the schools, and they went after him to impeach him, and they know they didn't have any evidence to do so. All of this was done for Joe Biden, his son Hunter, who was doing, he got sex rings all in the Ukraine, the money, the drugs, the homosexuality. That's another reason why the Soviet Union did not want the Ukraine to continue that move down that road. So they did what they were supposed to do. And now the American people better wake up, because I can tell you this. If it was a country in my house and the American people were sending them weapons to fight me, I wouldn't even worry about the Ukraine. I'd drop a bomb on them and knock them out. But I would come to America and it would be a real problem, because we have no business. We have no business over there in the Ukraine fighting, talking about for freedom. And with black people over here still fighting for freedom too. So that doesn't make any sense for the American people to be going through what they're going through, and we're not getting any money. Our economy is total hell, and they're continuing to send money and steal from us, and now they're after our children. It's time for us to stand up and fight back. That's all I'm saying. We got to fight right now. We can't keep thinking, oh, it's going to fix it. They're not going to fix it, because they've set this, they've implemented this, and they're going to march it through no matter what. Even when we win in November, they're still going to keep marching it through, because
they don't stop. Well, David, you're right. They don't stop. They never stop. There are some nuances in what you said where, I mean, Ukraine is an independent and sovereign country, and Russia has invaded a sovereign nation. Ukraine has issues. There's no question, but they have a deep state just like we have a deep state. But that does not mean that Putin is at all in the right with any of what he has done with the invasion of Ukraine. He's not. I can tell you as a Cold War Russian veteran who went up against the KGB, and that's Putin's mentality, and there is. The indoctrination is heavy. What was not reported was the shutdown that Putin did within his own country. He had protesters in his own country out on the street trying to get him to stop and not go to war because of all of their own suffering and what they're dealing with there. And he arrested all of them, David. He shut down the media and arrested them because he's a communist. Putin and Xi and Iran are working right now to build their own empire. They want to take over 2/3 of the world's economy and half the world's population. That's their objective. That's their goal.
Listen to what you just said.
Uh-huh.
That is their objective. But I'm speaking from the objective of the United States and the American people. And mm-hmm. that's why I'm saying we can't tell people to clean their house up when our house is dirty.
I don't disagree with you. We've got 30 seconds, so we don't even have enough time to get into this.
30 seconds, yeah. Y'all better come on the show. October 3rd, it's going to be on and popping. Y'all going to hear both sides of the story, because I just think right now the American people need to close our borders, quit sending money out, and start rebuilding this country, because we won't be in any shape. If those other countries get together, we won't be in any shape to fight, because we'll be so distraught and torn apart, we'll be captured.
I don't disagree with what you're saying. I only am suggesting that we need to be careful to understand who the actual enemy is. And any time that somebody says Putin is a friend or an ally in any way, we're in trouble.
He's not a friend or an ally.
Hi, I'm Jim Shepard, certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here. Well, folks, I'm very excited. We've got really some breaking news. And this is really brand new, hot off the presses. I want to welcome to the program from ADF, which is Alliance Defending Freedom International. It's their international branch. And I want to welcome to the program Sean Nelson. Sean, welcome. Good to have you.
And thanks for having me on, Pastor Greg.
Well, my friend, let's begin with a little bit of background. What we want to talk about today is something called Countries of Particular Concern. And why don't we start with that? Can you define for the audience, what does it mean if a nation is listed as a country of particular concern, and in what context?
Absolutely. Well, again, thank you for having me on. And as we all know, the U.S., the first freedoms is religious freedom right there in the First Amendment to our Constitution. And that's an important international freedom as well. That's in the UN Declaration on Human Rights. It's a fundamental freedom recognized worldwide. The U.S. really took the lead in promoting international religious freedom, making sure that religious freedom was a core component, a core value of what it means to have Americans engage on the international stage. And so over 20 years ago, in 1998, the Congress passed almost unanimously the International Religious Freedom Act. And this said that we want to make sure that America is defending religious freedom, one of our core freedoms, everywhere around the world, and really calling out countries that are violating in serious and grave ways this fundamental right to religious freedom. And wow. So part of that was part of that engagement is about listing and calling out countries that are the worst violators of religious freedom. And the term of art that's used in foreign policy is, as you said, the country of particular concern.
Now, Sean, when was this passed? In what year?
In 1998. So we're almost celebrating the 25th anniversary next year.
So interestingly, President Bill Clinton was the president of the United States, who was a Democrat. So this is a nonpartisan issue. I just thought it was important for folks to understand. This is a nonpartisan issue. Religious liberty is at the core of America's values. And that's why 20 years ago in 1998, there was a unanimous consent across the political, quote unquote, political lines in both the House, the Senate, and then signed by Bill Clinton as the President of the United States.
That's absolutely right. And in the 90s, there was a lot of that, including with the domestic front, the U.S. front, with the Religious Freedom Restoration
right.
Act. But
right.
even now, the
Endoma.
There are lots of disagreements that have arisen, unfortunately, over the last 25 years on the U.S., the domestic side of religious freedom. And that's something that the ADF team fights every single day. But on the international side.
Right. And we don't want to get off track. I just
right.
thought it was, no, that wasn't my point. I just thought it was significant for people to recognize that what we're talking about and this letter and what is being expressed here, it doesn't have a political boundary. This is an American value.
That's exactly right, and that's what we want to show when we have our foreign policy, when we step on the international stage, that we as Americans are united on these particular fundamental freedoms. And again, religious freedom is a preeminent one. And so, as you say, it was passed unanimously, signed by President Bill Clinton at the time, and it's actually been strengthened over time. In 2016, there were amendments that really strengthened the IRF Act, the International Religious Freedom Act. And so, on the country of particular concern,
uh-huh.
what that means is that a country is either engaging in or tolerating particularly severe violations of religious freedom.
Okay.
That can be imprisoning people for their faith. That can be killing people for their faith. That can be bringing out blasphemy laws and putting people in prison for life, or even executing them just because they say something that the majority in the country doesn't like, or that a particular jury or the local population
or the authoritarians that are in charge say this is how we're going to believe this, and so if you do anything differently, we're going to severely punish you. There's no religious liberty here.
Exactly. And we've seen that a lot in Nigeria. I know we're kind of introducing that country, and it's a country that Americans have heard, I think, a lot about, more than maybe some other countries in the world when it comes to religious freedom. There are lots of countries in the world that are considered as countries of particular concern. We think of Afghanistan with the Taliban.
Sure.
Or we think of when ISIS, Iraq is no longer a country of particular concern, but they were when ISIS was running amok. In fact, ISIS is still a quote-unquote entity of particular concern,
mm-hmm.
because of how brutal they were against the Christian population, against the Yazidi population there in northern Iraq and northeastern Syria. So there are some of these stories that Americans become very familiar with. A lot of your listeners will be familiar with Leah Sharibu, who is a young Christian woman who was kidnapped a number of years ago by Boko Haram,
just to remind my audience, we had Dr. Gloria Poldu and Didi Logason from Save the Persecuted Christians, who's on with us on a monthly basis. Dr. Gloria is the president of the Leah Foundation, and we had a very in-depth conversation about the sex slavery and the passing of these women from man to man every day, given a new husband and raped, and simply because these are Christian girls, as opposed and being forced and told, as soon as you convert, as soon as you say I'll be Muslim, then the horror will stop. And of the 100 girls taken, 99 were finally returned, all of them having had to break a vow and then obviously, you know, come back home and change their situation. But Leah has said no. And in almost 4 years, she now has, I believe, 3 children, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's been raped and impregnated and then repeatedly raped and impregnated. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I just wanted to remind my audience.
You laid out the reality, right? These things are happening all around the world. And Leah Sharibu's story has captivated people. There's been massive outcry over her situation, both in Nigeria, in the U.S., and internationally, because of the horrendous treatment of what happened to her. And just to remind your listeners, what happened, she was kidnapped, as you said, with a number of other other schoolgirls, and what they said was, you should recite these certain verses, you should recite these certain vows, and say you're Muslim. And she said, no. She said, I'm a Christian, I'm not going to do that. And because of that, they have never released her. Her whereabouts are very difficult to ascertain. It's a very remote area in northeast Nigeria, and it's called the Lake Chad region, mm-hmm. which is where Boko Haram and the Islamic State West Africa province are located. And so, since then, there have been reports about her giving birth, and yet we see that the Nigerian government hasn't really been able
they won't acknowledge it. And Save the Persecuted Christians, we have individuals who have been able to get close enough to make some confirmations with regards to this as we've been reported to. But that, here's the issue. Now we have a situation where the State Department is now making their annual review, if you will, of nations that they are going to designate as countries of particular concern. Last year was when they took Nigeria off the list, and we have drafted a letter. You have drafted a letter. Let me be clear. ADF International has drafted a letter. They have asked for signatories to sign on. I was a part of an international religious freedom roundtable meeting in which you asked that of members that were there, and I said absolutely. And yesterday evening you said, hey, the letter's ready, we're going to present it to Antony Blinken, who is the Secretary of Defense. No, Secretary of State, excuse me, Secretary of State, let me get that right. And so we're ready to present this to him, and we want the American people to know so you can get behind this and make your voices heard. So we have this letter. It's being delivered. Here's what we're going to do, because we're going to go into a break. That's why I kind of cut into this. We're going to take a break. When we come back out of the break, tell us how this letter gets delivered, how it gets into the hands of Antony Blinken, and then what action, what phone calls do we make? Senators, Congress members, and perhaps even leaving messages for the Secretary himself, that basically say, hey, a letter's come to you regarding Nigeria. As you're considering designations, Nigeria needs to be put back on the country of particular concern list. It's imperative. Lives are at stake, and it's imperative. And we're going to tell you how to engage and how to get involved with Sean Nelson from ADF International.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world.
God is my everything and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Sean Nelson is with me, ADF International. That is Alliance Defending Freedom. And by the way, these are some great warriors for religious freedom and religious liberty. He's with the international side of the house, but on the domestic side of the house, ADF is one of the leading voices out there. And have joined some, you know, some great organizations alongside of them, but they are just really one of the things that I used to participate in years back was the Pastor's Day, the Sundays, once a year, annually, where pastors would preach on topics that the quote unquote Gestapo IRS said, oh, you can't talk about those things. And ADF said, no. Freedom of religion and freedom of speech exists within the church, and you can and you should. And pastors and churches need to be engaged, or we're going to end up with a mess. And guess what? We got a mess. All right. So tell folks real quick, how do they connect with ADF? I want to make sure we get that on the record.
Absolutely. And thank you for the very kind words. They're very appreciated. You can go to our website at adfinternational.org for the international side, and adflegal.org for the domestic side. If you go to the international side, again, a lot of people are familiar with.
Uh-oh, we froze.
And those wonderful wins that we've been able to achieve with support of a lot of people, a lot of different organizations in coordination with them. But on the international side, I think people might be less familiar, especially Americans. And it's really incredible to see that all around the world, people are dealing with very similar issues. In Europe, people are dealing with similar issues. There was a Finnish MP who's had her free speech rights really violated, and that's an important case to look at. And we also deal with all around the world, through India, through Nigeria, through a number.
And I need to talk to you about India, by the way, which you know, because I brought that up in the conversation there. But I just, because I want to get us back to this real quick, so we don't run out of time, to make sure and get people to take an action as it relates to this. But I'll just tell you, I was excited when I was a part of the particular roundtable that I was on, the very first one, and you spoke up and you said, "Oh, I'm with ADF International." I mean, my ears perked, and I was like, "Oh, this is fantastic," because I know the reputation of the organization, and I've interacted with you guys before, and I was just thrilled to see that you guys were a part of this and are engaged in this. So folks, again, adrlegal.org.
So adflegal.org for the U.S. side, okay. adfinternational.org for the international side.
Yeah. And so if you're here in the United States, adflegal.org, if you've got a question about, you know, what can I say? We're coming into that season. What can I say from my pulpit? How can I direct my congregation? How can I speak to them? I'm a member of a congregation. How can I encourage my pastor? How can I get involved? ADF can give you some great legal guidelines as to what you can say and what your rights are. ADF International. All right, so here's what we want to explain to you. This is a letter that has been drafted. It's dated September 19th, 2022. That's yesterday. It is being delivered today, is that correct?
It was delivered yesterday.
It was delivered yesterday. Okay.
We sent it out in the middle of the day to a number of different contacts within the State Department.
Okay.
And we've sent it out to all the organizations who've signed. We've had 68 organizations and international human rights and religious freedom experts sign on to this letter, including the former international religious freedom ambassador, Sam Brownback, who was also the Kansas governor, a wonderful senator,
yep.
As well as Katrina Lantos-Sweat, who was the former chair of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, which is tasked with making these recommendations to the State Department about what are the worst countries for religious freedom. We also had Frank Wolf, who introduced the International Religious Freedom Act back in 1998, and the actual amendments in 2016 to strengthen that act were named after Frank Wolf. We've also had some Nigerian organizations and experts sign on to this. It's been an international effort. We've had a number, I think half a dozen or more, UK members of parliament and lords who signed on to this because they're just as concerned about what's happening in Nigeria. I think it's important to put the CPC, the call to designate Nigeria as a CPC, into context of what's happened at the State Department over the last few years.
We've only got about a minute left, so we really got to get it in quick.
Very briefly, back in 2020, Mike Pompeo, then Secretary of State Pompeo, he said, yes, Nigeria's a CPC. These horrible things are happening to Christians, to a lot of religious groups there, and we want to make sure that the world knows that. Then last year, inexplicably, with no explanations whatsoever, the current Secretary Blinken, removed that designation, and there was outcry from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, from a lot of groups, saying this was appalling. This was totally out of line. And so that's why it's so important to get this back there. What your listeners can do, I think the most effective thing to do is contact your senators, contact your members of Congress. They have a huge microphone. They can speak out about this issue. And that's really important to let them know that their constituents, everyday Americans, care about this. We're coming up to an election. They want to know, what are the things that you care about? We want people to know that people care
religious
about religious
freedom. Yeah,
all around
internationally.
The world.
So absolutely. What we want you to do when you make this phone call, you're going to call the switchboard. I've given you all that number before, but it's 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. When you call, you want to say, I need to speak to my senator. And once you get your senator's office, you want to say, we want to have Nigeria designated as a country of particular concern. A letter has been sent to the Secretary of State by ADF International. Please make sure that you voice a yes on making Nigeria a country of particular concern. And again, that number to call is 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Is a copy of that letter up at the website by chance?
I believe our PR just went out on it. I'd have to check.
But it should be. And that again is adfinternational.org. adfinternational.org. Sean, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with me today to share this important information.
Thank you, Pastor Greg.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the pitch. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.